The initiative originally was submitted as the Alaska Anti-Corruption Act. State-approved language calls it an initiative prohibiting the use of public funds to lobby or campaign, and prohibiting holders of government contracts and family members from making political contributions. The measure makes it a misdemeanor for any public body, elected official, or person working for the state or any of its political subdivisions, that includes municipalities and school districts, to use any public funds for campaigning or lobbying. That prohibition also includes any local elected official, as well as independent contractors or consultants that do any work for local or state governments.
I think it could have been written better, but I think what is being attempted is correct.
That's Don Smith, a member of Anchorage's school board. He was the only vote against that board's resolution opposing the measure. He calls the state budget an incredible cookie jar and says groups want to keep dipping into the pile of money coming out of the Capitol.
It just seems to me that if you're an organization that's received money from the state, that you ought to be refrained from being able to hire lobbyists and hire people that used to work for the legislature or that are former legislators, you know, that are off the books for, you know, less than 2 years. Provisions that they're trying to do, I think, make sense.
Another provision of the measure would require the state set up a searchable database of all government contracts awarded in Alaska. Ballot Measure 1 also would prohibit lobbying or campaigning by a person or group with a no-bid government contract. And the language of the initiative includes collective bargaining agreements as no-bid government contracts. Supporters of the measure say the prohibition applies to the unions themselves, not to individual members of a union. Overall, supporters say the measure is about shrinking the cost of government and reducing corruption. However, opponents say the measure restricts political participation. Around the state, government, labor, and civic organizations have passed resolutions against the initiative. Among other things, it would block the use of public funds to send a city council member to lobby the legislature. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer calls it a horrible measure. He worries about losing Petersburg's voice in the Capitol.
If you don't have somebody there 24/7 during the session, you're going to miss out. And the only reason we did as well as we did with the Capitol money this time was because we had lobbyists. And we were able to have them talk to Bert Stedman and Peggy Wilson. Sure, we can talk to them on the phone, but it's not the same thing. And we have to be able to go there and have it paid for. I'm not independently wealthy. I can't afford to go to Juneau every time there's something that comes up. That's why we hire a lobbyist.
Petersburg pays $35,000 a year for lobbying the state. Petersburg also covers the cost of travel for city councilors to meet with lawmakers in the state capitol. And the city pays $3,500 a year to the Alaska Municipal League, a group which lobbies in the capitol. The measure would block the city or any elected officials from using public money or taxes to convince local voters on a measure. One good example is the city's current effort to try and form a borough government. Petersburg's school board passed a resolution in the spring opposing a ballot measure 1. The initiative would stop school districts from paying dues to a group such as the Alaska Association of School Boards. Local board president and former legislative aide Gene Ellis says that group's an important voice for Petersburg in the state capitol.
I mean, I think it's extremely important, especially since I worked up there. I know kind of how it works, and I think that you need all the information you can get. And it's sometimes very startling to me how poorly informed some of the legislators are on education issues. I mean, luckily ours were well informed, but some of the other ones weren't. And I think that they provide a really valuable service, actually.
Ellis also owns a bed and breakfast and sometimes has government workers as customers. The measure would make it a misdemeanor for her to make a campaign contribution for 2 years after housing a government worker. Ellis says the measure is too far-reaching.
It just seems like one of those things that on the surface people might say, oh, anti-corruption, good idea. And, of course, none of us want any corruption. But this goes way beyond that and makes it really difficult for ordinary people to impact legislation.
A group called Stop the Gag Law formed to oppose the measure and reported raising $828,000 by July 23rd. The group had contributions from various unions, the Alaska Municipal League, and the National Education Association. A group pushing the initiative called Clean Team Alaska raised over $84,000 before suspending their campaign to pass the measure. Most of the contributions were made by an Anchorage group called Alaskans for Open Government and attorney Ken Jacobus. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.